I am Chelsea Bonini, trustee for the San Mateo County Board of Education. Welcome to the Learning Together podcast. I created this podcast to share information in tandem with my Board of Education newsletter of the same title, to share my thoughts on education issues and things that I am working on. Sometimes I will share information on my own, and other times I will be inviting guests to join me to share their perspectives and expertise on a certain topic. Today, our topic is the San Mateo County SELPA. SELPA stands for Special Education Local Plan Area. In California, SELPAs serve as a liaison between the Department of Education and the local school districts, or Local Education Agencies, or LEAs. In 1977, all school districts and county school offices were mandated to form consortiums in geographical regions of sufficient size and scope to provide for all special education service needs of children residing within the region boundaries. There are currently 122 SELPAs in California. Each region, a SELPA, developed a local plan describing how it would provide special education services. The governance structure of each SELPA is outlined within its local plan. An important component of each SELPA is its Community Advisory Committee, its CAC. The CAC is required under the California Education Code, and it serves as a public accountability group for budget and service planning for the local district's special education programs supported by the SELPA. Members of the CAC are appointed by each district's Board of Trustees and usually consist of parents of students with disabilities, parents of students in general education programs, teachers, staff, representatives of other public agencies, or other persons concerned with the needs of children with disabilities. The role of the CAC members is to advise the SELPA's governing board on the local plan, on the budget, on anything that comes before them, and to engage with parents in local districts and share important information about the programs and to be a resource. So does your district have any active parents, staff, teachers, or community members who serve on the CAC on your behalf that engage with parents? If not, I encourage you to ask and find out. It's the role of the Board of Trustees in your district to appoint such people to serve on the CAC. And the San Mateo County SELPA will have its very first meeting of the 2021-2022 school year on August 30th. So if you have any questions about whether you have a representative, know that all of the meetings are open to the public. And so you may come to the meetings, even though you wouldn't be a voting member if you weren't appointed by your Board of Trustees. But come, find out if anybody is there from your district to see if there is possibly an opportunity for you to serve in that capacity. I hope that I have piqued your interest in at least finding out more about the CAC and asking questions, contacting your district's Board of Trustees or superintendent for more information. If there's not enough time to find out before the upcoming meeting, as I said, you're welcome to attend, and then you can ask your Board of Trustees if they might consider appointing you, as these are public meetings. So, hope you have a great year. I hope to see you at a CAC meeting sometime in the near future.